Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us today on Power Your Life. And I'm very excited because I love the angels. And many people say, well, how do you even know? How do you even know that you're connecting with angels or that they're responding to you or that there are angels that are even there? Good questions. So we're going to look at all of that today, and we're going to bring in a very, very special guest, Theosophia Rose, who works beautifully with angels. And as we were talking, there's a surprise that came in that she's going to tell you about too. Theosophia Rose holds Mother Consciousness and her Doctorate of Philosophy in Conscious Studies. She's the founder of Theosophia's Academy of Wisdom, and her purpose is sharing a treasure chest of developmental secrets of how to become. Theosophia's Academy of Wisdom is her journey's gift of development of an individual's soul, spirit, and raising to a level of mother consciousness. She's a spiritual healer and teacher of teachers and has developed the Becoming Matrix, the Spiral DNA work, holographic healing, the petal work, and subconscious release for the soul. Theosophia is a best-selling author, lecturer, speaker, and a master of sound and intuition. I love it. Welcome, Theosophia Rose.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
It's my pleasure. Now, as we were talking, you said something that was a surprise. Can we share it with our listeners?
Sure. One night, I was contemplating talking to you about the angels, and in both corners of my bedroom was an angel I had never seen before. It was large, as tall as the walls, and the wings were white, but the inner part, like our physical body, was just moving like little sparkles, blue and pink.
I love it. So what do you make of that?
I'm assuming the way they were standing and just kind of like over me, they were protectors. But they were of a higher, higher level of consciousness because they were able to hold this sparkly light in a form. It was beautiful.
I love it. I'm getting chills, too, from that. It's wonderful. Now, people are pessimistic, a lot of people. They say, well, firstly, are there angels? How do we have proof that there are angels? And how do you contact them?
Well, I contact them a lot through voice, but I do see them. For instance, when I spent a month having a retreat in Mount Shasta this summer, I actually saw a scribe standing next to this person's guardian angel. You know, we all have a scribe. They write down every word we say, every emotion, every reaction, and puts it in the Akashic record. So I did actually see that in action with my own eyes this summer.
It's exciting. It really is.
It is. You just
go ahead.
A process of development to have your third eye open.
Now, what about the people that don't believe? What do you say to those people?
For those who don't believe, there's no proof possible. They have to have the experience themselves. It's an old statement. But it's true. You know, on my own journey, things had to keep happening to me for me to have faith that there was something beyond humanity. And for those who don't believe, they haven't gotten there yet. It'll come.
Right. You know, I believe that too, because on my journey, I've had those kinds of experiences that connect me to those who passed over and angels, and just feeling the loving support, which to me is such a wonderful experience. How did you get into this, Thea Sophia? What was the beginning of your journey with this?
Well, since I was a child, I saw and talked to the little people. My father was a seventh son, and he moved things, and I didn't even know that that was an odd thing that someone did that. So we lived on a farm, and I had a specific pond I would go to, and some of them would come back and stay in my room with me. And then once I became a teenager and got interested in other things like boys, it kind of all went away, and then I had five car accidents to wake me back up. And I had so much pain, I went to a metaphysical healer, and on her table, I woke up. And everything was
now when
like
you,
it was.
You woke up, when you say you woke up, what was that experience like, to wake up to the angels and the knowing?
Immediately, as I took a breath and went in to meditate, I saw them, they spoke to me, and I remembered.
Do you remember the first thing that they told you when you woke up on the...
Yes, that I was safe and that they loved me, and we had a wondrous journey to experience.
Wonderful.
It was only the beginning.
So, what's that?
It was only the beginning.
Oh yeah, but it's a beautiful opening and a beautiful beginning and a beautiful introduction for, you know, for you and for our listeners too, because I think it's such a wondrous experience to feel, you know, that we're touched in that way. And I always say that the universe is very responsive, and with angels and guides, that's the truth. We get information, we get feedback, we get support like you do, and it's just very beautiful. Now, you talk a lot about the angels and healing, and you work with the healing angels. How do they bring healing into the lives of people on this earth plane?
Well, there's different types that do it differently. There's the seraphim and cherubim. They have either a wand, or they put their wings around you and bring it into your cellular structure. They're all working with an electrical charged energy from the heavens that makes a change in the DNA, allowing patterns to move.
Fascinating. So you also talk about that there are many different angels. And can you give us the idea of what some of those angels are, and how can we distinguish the difference between the angels that are coming into our lives?
Well, the angels are different with the tips of their wings. For instance, the first level is to be an angel, and it is all white. The second level is an archangel. And the archangel's coloring let me just take a minute here. I'm hearing something.
Oh, good.
They have blue tips. And I hear Michael, and he's assuring me that there are many archangels beyond our consciousness yet to be aware of. And, you know, whatever our brain thinks of and believes is true today, in a week, in 2 weeks, maybe in a day, it's different. So he's telling me that isn't in hard that they're all blue tips, but for most of them that we know of as Michael and Gabriel and Raphael. And they carry a scepter. We know Michael carries a sword. Each of them carries some way to touch a person to make a shift. The cherubim and seraphim are known as the fourth level, and they have singing abilities. You might have seen pictures of some of them with like a little mandolin or guitar. And there's also a vibrational ability, similar to how I do healing, that they use. And remember, all you have to do is call them in. They can't just come on their own. you must call out to them to join you. Now, the next level is what they call the powers. And they, their wings, and they use an electrical force, and they heal by themselves. And they have a lot of connection to all of our, like, eagles and falcons. And they're very into the emerald, the green. It's interesting to me because the fifth ray is also green.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think people would have less opportunity to have seen a power angel. Now, the Carrions, they take away dark energies before, after they've passed. So these will be angels that are waiting for people if they've died in an accident or in a hospital and take them into where they're going. And they move in the wind. And the virtues, they help us create our blueprint before we come in, and they help us change it while we're here if we make that decision. I don't think most of us even contemplate that that's a possibility, that we can change where we're going and what our destiny is. Now,
you know, I think it's...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'll ask it later. Go ahead.
Okay, the scribe I mentioned is the dominion level, and they watch over and they do the permanent record in the Akashic. There is a council of dominions that sometimes people have to go to if someone's behavior is getting way off what it's supposed to be. But other than that, their wings have maroon tips. And then the last one I'm going to talk about is the thrones and principalities, which is mother and father. Mother is the throne, usually done and used more often today because we're living in a feminine time. And father is the principalities. And they'll come in an army to help you. So I like to call in mother's army at night to hold me in a comforter to sleep.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned something about coming in here, as we come in here in this human form, and to some extent changing, being able to change, maybe it's our contract or whatever. Many people don't think that that's possible. How does that work?
Well, if you work with someone who's very connected, you know, there's a lot of R today, and that they connect to the either the karmic board, if you're in a master tradition, or the dominions, like I mentioned, you can change your destiny. Perhaps your heart is open and you've done more diligent discipline and became more than what was thought you would attain. And you have a passion that comes up for where the world is. That's all possible.
I think it's wonderful that we can do that. And there's a question. Somebody is asking, now I'm familiar with the Akashic Records, but can you explain that to some of our listeners, Theosophia?
Well, the Akashic Records is said to be in Egypt underneath, you know, how they're great about having their libraries underneath. But it lets you go back through your past lives and through the future to see what's already set that's happened to you or going to happen to you. It was used a lot back when you needed to really meet someone and heal the karma with someone. Today with the violet flame, not so much, but still very powerful. I know some people who've had tremendous shifts in their life when they realize why certain things keep happening and could choose to not make that decision again, excuse me. So everything's written somewhere.
And how does somebody know, because somebody comes in without that level of awareness, that what's written and what they've sort of ascribed to in this lifetime, how do they know, how do they get it? if they aren't familiar with healing and with the Akashic records, what do they need to do?
Well, I would go to someone who does do the, you know, the Akashic record work. Myself, being a healer, a lot of it comes up while you're doing healing, because I go down through the process of the DNA, takes us from this moment all the way down through different places you've been throughout your lifetime to where the core cause started, and then the patterns released. So today we're blessed to have a lot of ways of modalities that help you discover what you need to know about yourself. It's quite a journey.
Yes, it is. Do you have any advice for people on the journey of getting to know who they are and getting connected?
Well, I think the journey to develop your consciousness is the most important one that exists. You've got to continually be open to loving yourself more. And you might say to me, I have people say this to me every day, well, I already love myself. But until you've truly reached, which will really be a lifetime after lifetime experience, the love continues to grow. And they don't realize you can never love another person with a great depth until you've reached that depth within yourself. It's a life,
you know, that's
reality.
That's such a powerful statement too, and I'm
right.
Feeling it as you're talking about it.
And after someone works with me, all of a sudden love is changing in their life. How they see through their eyes is different about love. How they feel it, how they talk about it. And that's when people feel the difference in you, is when you're changing. And that's why the world's hopefully changing rapidly now. You can see the rays in the sky. For the first time when we were riding yesterday, my husband and I saw a yellow ray. They've been mostly blue. Remember, blue is ray one from the Elohim. Yellow is the illumination. So we've made it to ray two. It's quite exciting.
Bravo.
Yeah.
You know, months ago, I was doing a healing session and a session with somebody on the phone, and I said, there's this incredible feeling of love energy. I said, it doesn't feel like anything that's been on this earth plane before. My tears were welling up, and I said, I don't know what to call it, but I'm feeling like this, I'm calling it this love light. It's the most incredible feeling and experience that I've ever had. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, when you're working, especially in a session, a greater part of your love and your heart opens. You know, the aura, as someone develops, as mother, can be out 26 miles. Imagine the love that is. So when you're in a healing session, that pink ray of love can begin to be totally changed. And the integration is important, and walking and owning it. People don't realize we learn a lot, perhaps, but you have to learn to live it.
You know, I think that's so important. We have a few people who would love to get some information from you, from us. Are you ready to take that on?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to get somebody live right now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, I was just listening for a couple minutes. I didn't know if these were taking readings or...
Well,
do you have a
question?
Yeah, do you have a question for Theosophia?
Oh, yes. I was wondering, what do you see for me, like, over the holidays? Do you see things getting better?
How old are you? In your 30s?
I'm 56.
Really? So you're youthful. Yes?
I'm a young 56.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Very good. I see a lot of red around you and hearts and happiness. And relationships are going to be good, better than they've been. and I wanted you to hear me. This is because of your shift, not other people. So the shift here for you to allow that to come to you is to understand nothing's more important than just loving people. The things they do, they're just things. They, you know, you have to understand, why is that upsetting you? Go inside and heal it. There's some of that for you you need to do, because the love in these relationships are there for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. You mean relationship with you know, family or
a man,
people,
whichever it is.
People.
Yeah, there's some inner work here for you to do about relationships, and when you can understand that unconditional love is the happier place to be, your life will change.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you talk a lot about energy hygiene. I work a lot with energy too, and I think it's so important that people understand, Theosophia, what that means, what energy hygiene is all about, because we send out energy, we receive energy, and sometimes we do so unconsciously and unaware of what we're doing and the magnitude of that. So can you help us with that?
Sure. You're right. People don't realize every thought you have about someone else, you have an energy cord that goes and connects to them. Every word you speak goes out into the universe and it never ends. And yet it's all creating tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. So I think the most profoundest thought to know is energy follows your thought. But I think energy hygiene is realizing not only do you have a physical body that needs to be purified, you also have a larger energy field that needs to be purified. And there's numerous ways to do that. First, the cords for people is overwhelming. And do you ever think, well, why am I thinking that? Or why am I feeling that? That's not like me. Well, no, it's probably not like you. Someone else has come into your chakras and they're acting out. And you don't know how to control it or what to do with it. So you can call an Archangel Michael and he'll take his sword and cut them away. I would do it every morning and every night. So that you begin to really discover, well, who are you and how are you really feeling? And a lot of things you could have been feeling for a long time might not be yours. And people who feel they need love tend to let people in. And this is a whole power issue. Who are you giving power to? Because they're coming in and living your life. And when you step back and look at the energy, that's how they're doing it. You're letting them in. You're letting them come and put their cords in and giving you different thoughts than what you might have on your own.
You know, it's so very, very important. When I was younger, I still do, but I know how to work with it now. I used to be in a room and I'd be happy, and then the tears would be flowing, and I never understood it what was going on until later when I started working with energy. And we can take on somebody else's energy unknowingly and begin to experience it. One time I even did that with somebody that I was working with in a group. I started to feel physically ill. And I thought, well, I don't get this. I'm fine. I feel healthy. And I spoke to the person at the end of the group. I said, what's going on with you? Are you okay? She said, Joanne, I almost didn't make it here. I was so sick. So I think what you're saying is so very, very important. We really have to know, Theosophia, what's our energy. And have boundaries with letting other people in. It doesn't mean that we don't care about other people or that we can't love them. It means that they are not to interfere or enter into our energy field and shift us. So thank you for that, because it's... Go ahead.
Here's the clarity for that. You either can be a radiator or a sponge. You want to be the one that walks in a room and radiates who the love you are is. versus going into a room and they're all negative and walking out feeling the same way.
Right.
It's really learning, how do I become master of my aura?
And that's so important, and because we have, it's important to take ownership of that and to, like you said earlier, to access and to really experience and step into the fullness of our power. We are incredibly powerful. Are you ready for someone else?
Sure.
Okay, I think this person wants to talk. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Maybe not. Okay, maybe they just want to listen. Anyway, you said that your father, did he teach you anything of that, any of the work that he was doing, and how did that, you know, how did you become comfortable with seeing other beings and angels and such?
Well, again, we lived on a farm, and I didn't know there was anything unusual about it. You know, because my father, that's how he was. And my brother saw it in the same way, more so with animals than the human level. So it was all around me. It's how we lived. You know, my dad knew things, and I recently have heard from him that that ability for me will be coming soon. So that's exciting. Not exactly
that is exciting.
What that will mean. But like, I know if I'm driving in a car now and if someone tends to lean over towards us, my hand goes up automatically and the car moves over. So it's somewhere in there, in me. The total details I don't all have yet.
But it's exciting. And you know, it's a journey of discovering and of embracing all of those possibilities and all of the expansiveness of who we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does energy affect people? And, you know, we talked about when I was being a sponge many, many years ago till I really understood how to work with it or whatever. But what can our listeners, what do you need to tell them that would really help them? There's just a bird that flew by that's kind of hovering here. It's interesting.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, number one, in 1940, Saint Germain brought the violet flame. What does it do? It totally embraces and annihilates patterning within yourself. So if you can tap into that from a heart place, from a pure intention that you want to have clearing and have it come up from 10 feet below you, 18 feet around you, 18 feet above you, and let it burn, you'll change because it will do that which you ask. So that's the most simplest thing. Next is to get working with someone where you're truly on your journey to unfold and discover patterns. Each one should take you closer to being free. Those in the master work, it's about freedom. That's what Saint Germain's about, being free in all ways.
And that's what, you know, I like that. That's a wonderful feeling, a wonderful experience. So, how does somebody know? Somebody's asking this question. How do I know? She says, I'm assuming it's a she. How do I know that I'm free?
Well, opposite of freedom would be limitations, constriction, fear, hesitation, resentment, judgment, criticism. We must learn to become harmless. And every aspect of every movement we make or thought or word. So it's a good question. And probably I mentioned areas you more than most of you wouldn't even think of. But all those statements, when you give your love with an attachment, attachments keep you tied in. You're not free. And you may spend 6 months to a year just giving up attachments. It doesn't mean you stop loving someone, but you stop loving them hoping that there's going to be something they get back. And that's freedom. when you unconditionally love someone.
So it's loving without that expectation that you need something from them, but it's just that feeling of just that pure loving feeling, which is so beautiful, which is such an opening in and of itself. So,
yeah,
because oftentimes we love and we love somebody, we want them to love us, and we want them not only to love us, but to love us in a very specific way.
Right. Yeah, and that's why we had such a huge divorce rate there for a while, because people weren't sharing their love. They were giving it away and then unhappy with what their partner did with it. This is what you must learn in a relationship. You cannot give your heart away on a platter to someone else. Hold your heart in your own platter, but love each other and have a good time. It's totally different in freedom.
So what's very important for all of us to know now? We're in a very major shift, as you talked about earlier, and I'm feeling.
Yeah.
What is so important during this shift for us to do to really be free and to really promote and shift our world and our consciousness into this love energy?
There's a part of us inside that feels there's something else we belong to. I can remember looking at the stars and feeling kind of like at home, but I didn't really belong to my family, that there was something more. For those of you who feel that, you have to grasp it. There is more. You're a beautiful spirit. You're a beautiful light, angel, that from a spark, and you're here. And you're here now at a time where the earth, mother, father, need you more than ever. And it's to get on a journey of discovering who you can become without all those limitations. And it's one of the most exciting things you will ever do.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too. It's a very exciting time to be here, and I believe that many of us chose to be here at this time for this major, major opening and shift to happen. It's funny because when I was younger, I used to wait outside. I would stand outside, look up, and wait. I was waiting for whomever to take me home, whatever that meant at the time. You know, I never told my parents. I was like 8 or 9, but I'd be standing outside and just like, okay, where are they? Like waiting.
Yeah.
Kind of strange.
Yeah. Each step, know that there's a path that has golden steps. And no matter who you are, they're there. And each step you take has a perfection. You might not always be happy about it, but maybe there's something you need to learn to really get to where you're going. And the quicker you can learn to embrace this, why is this happening, and see it from a higher state, the quicker it all moves.
You know, that's very exciting and very wonderful, too. We have somebody else, I think. Let's see if this person... Hello, you're on the air.
Well, I'm kind of just listening.
Okay, well, that's beautiful. Did you have a question for Theo, Sophia, or you just want to listen? Whatever is fine.
Well, I guess I will ask. I was on, I wasn't really listening a minute ago, about the energies going on right now in this world. If she could.
So you want to know more about the energies that are taking place? Is that it?
Yes.
All right. It's all a mirror. All right. You know, we are on the earth and how we've chosen to come here. So what we see sometimes that we may not like, we must look inside ourselves and discover it. It's very blatantly being mirrored back to us. You know, the whole ego experience in everyone's life is way out of hand. And the ego tells us that it's the only way we know to survive. And it's not true. There's a spiritual experience of you with mother, father that will get you home. So you must look at all these things. And it's a huge paradigm shift that's attempting to be completed. when we find, it's an old statement, find the peace within yourself and the world will be at peace. The Maharishi did the show it years ago with the meditation. And that's what I believe is happening. So let's really look deep within ourselves.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You know, that's a very important statement, to be able to find that, to recognize and to access, because I believe that peace is always there, to find that peace within ourselves.
Yeah.
Theosophia, what, we're almost out of time here, but what would you like to leave our listeners with in terms of their own work and what they can continue to do to bring more light and more love into them, into their lives and themselves, and also into our world?
Well, you know, there's a great word I haven't talked about, and that's surrender. And for years, people thought about wagging, you know, waving the white flag and giving everything up, and that isn't really what it's about. All the back chakras of your aura are surrendered chakras, where you surrender your love to be in alignment with the higher spirit self of you, or you surrender how you eat and take care of yourself. These are all powerful things. So, not to overwhelm you, there's a lot of work in all of it, but there's so much happiness that comes from it. You'll find joy. People want joy. Joy is in the releasing of all these things preventing you from surrendering, and life will change. It will get better.
I love it.
Whatever it be for you.
So tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, how they can get a reading and get more information about all the beautiful work that you do with the Healing Angels, Theosophia.
Okay. You can call me at 610-888-7853. Leave a message. I work on Zoom, so you can see me, and you'll be amazed. The energy actually shows up on the Zoom image. And you'll see the work that we're doing. I do a lot of mentoring now. So this is a person who knows they have a goal of wanting to know who they are and to become. And 6 months to a year, and with the depth at the clearing and the modalities I do, it totally transforms your life. So where I'm at in my work right now is that process of really helping people step by step to look inside and to transform who they are into a greater aspect of the self-love. Every year I take people to Mount Shasta for a retreat. That'll be around June 17th. Save the date. And on my website, TheosophiaRose.com, you can read more all about that. It's a life-transforming experience. I'm very connected to all the little people and to the Lemurians and the Telosians that live there. And you go home different. In a positive way.
I love it. Thank you so much for all the beautiful work that you're doing and for spreading light and love throughout this beautiful place and beyond, and for really being able to bring in and to connect with these beautiful beings who have so much to offer us and so many gifts that we can share. And you, my friend, are a beautiful gift. Thank you for being you.
Thank you. I send lots of love out to everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Theosophia. Have a beautiful day. And everyone, have a beautiful, blessed day wherever you are. And thanks for joining us. And remember that a lot of what Theosophia said, you actually have to pay attention to your energy, to what's going on, and be responsible for it. So know that you can do that. And have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.